So, what is the TS or TVS detecting? Well, the one that we show in this figure is showing a small circulation that is still much larger than a significant close-range tornado, as you can see here by the high-resolution Doppler on wheels data. Note that the tornado widths represented by the white circles were sampled by the DAOs and then pasted upon the most recent scan from KTLX and the KCRI, which is an 88D testbed radar. Now you can see how much smaller the actual tornado widths were than the distance between the velocity peaks from the WSR88Ds. Now look at it a different way, and we can see at low levels the TS and TVS most likely represent part of the intensifying mesocyclone inside the wrapping rear flank downdraft. The axis of the RFD is usually closely aligned with the axis of the wrapping hook echo. The low-level flow inside the RFD gradually accelerates with decreasing distance to the circulation center. So in general, at far ranges, the TS and TVS may be more appropriately called a non-divergent mid-level mesocyclone, since they are relatively common. Non-divergent mid-level mesocyclones often appear as TVSs at far ranges, and that's why we often limit the TS and TVS to ranges less than 150 kilometers. But in a few rare cases, the WSR88D can resolve the tornado where the vortex core diameter is 4 or more effective beam widths wide. And such tornadoes are effectively low-level mesocyclones whose strength reaches tornadic values at very large radii. These features manifest themselves as TSs, and it is even possible to have subvortices inside them reveal themselves as TVSs. The Greensburg, Kansas tornado comes to mind. That's in May 4th, 2007. That exhibited TS characteristics from the Dodge City radar, even with legacy resolution data. And then inside of there are asymmetries in the velocity data that may have suggested such an occurrence of TVSs inside of a TS.